I want to start off and say, first of all, I'm great, happy to be back in Green Bay, man. I'm going to give special thanks to Russ Ball and Ted Thompson for getting my deal done and being very generous and working with my agency. Really appreciate that. You know, I got a lot of different views on that, but what I was told by people that are close to me is that obviously it put me in a tough situation, you know, whereas unfortunately, I mean, the draft has to do with slotting, especially when you talk about the top 10. So it was just tough. I'm kind of glad that's over with, and I'm just glad to be back in Green Bay. It's not like I was talking to Russ or Ted or anything like that. I kind of just got the feedback on what was going on day-to-day basis. And that's pretty much it. That's pretty much what my role was. Yeah, I went back to my college. Actually, my agent kind of told me, he was like, he wanted me to go to California, like to kind of get away. I was like, nah, I think it's better for me to go to Boston, you know, and train with my college coach. And he told me specifically, goes, BJ, you're not going to be there very long, maybe 2 or 3 days, so don't get comfortable there. And I kind of like laughed, but he was right. And I'm happy he was right, so this is who I am right now. Now I'm working close with the strength and conditioning people that worked me out today. I'm in good shape, but they would kind of want to make sure I'm in football shape so I don't go out there. Doesn't really do as much good as the team to throw me out there and something would have happened my first day being out there, so they kind of going to work me back into things. When I do hit it, then I'm hitting it full speed and I'm looking good. I tried to go about four or five days a week. In Boston, I kind of picked it up a little bit. Just getting back on my old regimen, but out here, so went to kind of like a middle school out in Howard, where I'm staying, and kind of going to the gym, just working on technique things and kind of doing a little more long distance running for my endurance. Yeah, I was working on myself. Running some gassers, some striders out on the track, laps. You know, just working on drills for things. Driving around, I got a few honks, but nothing crazy, you know. They kind of like let me do my thing. Bayport, Bayview or something like that? Yeah. I was told in the middle school, I mean, I'm not familiar with the area, I just moved there, so with all the technical stuff, I'm not familiar. I did not. No, I didn't drive by. Excuse me? I tried to stay calm. To be honest with you, it was tough. I mean, a person like myself, I love football. I love being around with teammates and everything like that. Just being away from them for a period of time, the length it was just tough. But I kind of learned to deal with it, and I kind of was optimistic about getting back as quickly as I could. I mean, the business side of it, I mean, honestly, obviously, it feels great for me. The best thing about it is being able to support my family and kind of give back to my immediate family, the people that have been there for me. But from a football aspect of it, I mean, it doesn't really do much. I still have to prove myself. I mean, just like the other rookies, I mean, I don't get no special treatment or anything like that, so. Financially, the money, I mean, obviously it is good, but football-wise, it doesn't mean too much. Right. Right. Talking to my, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, we had the report, I think, 2 Fridays ago, if I'm mistaken. And I had a conversation with my agent, like, Tuesday. And I was kind of like, I won't be a holdout. But then when Clay, he signed like the day we had the report. So after that, I kind of knew that it might take some time. Didn't think it would take this long, but I mean, it's over now. It is what it is. No, I mean, I kind of realized that it was really no one's fault. You know, it's not like it was Ted or Russ's fault. It wasn't my agency's fault. It's just this year's draft was a little crazy with that. At one point, I believe it was still 6 top 10 picks not signed at one point, so it wasn't anyone's fault, you know, per se. I mean, I really can't say. I really can't say because right now I'm working close with Coach Turgo and Coach Capers to kind of get myself back, like scheme-wise. So I can't say it really hurt me because I don't know yet. You know, I haven't practiced yet. So, but I don't think it will. Honestly speaking, I haven't even seen Coach Turgo since I've been here. So I've been back here. I've been kind of busy doing physicals and things like that. So I haven't seen Coach Turgo. We haven't spoken on that, anything like that yet. So I'll see what he has to say. I mean, obviously, I respect the guy a great deal. So what he has to say, I'll definitely take to heart.
Did you pass the conditioning test?
Yes, I did. Yeah. Actually, no, I didn't put on any weight. I actually lost a bit. Kind of try to eat a lot more lean things, you know. Just kind of watching what I ate. I mean, I really wasn't doing much besides working out, so I really kind of keened in on that to make sure I got out of control, you know. Yeah, actually, I got words of encouragement from Ryan Grant. Because from what I'm told, I think he's been through it last year. So he's kind of giving me encouragement. And talking to a lot of the rookies, you know, Clay, I talked to Jarius a bit, Jamon, TJ. So guys encouraging me and letting me know just to hang in there, you know what I mean? Kind of keep a level head with the thing, situation. Definitely not. I don't think I heard any chances. I'm an optimistic person. I still got a little less than a month to get ready for our opening game. Obviously, we have some preseason games and intertwined within that time period. So I got a great deal of respect for our coaching staff. So they're going to have me ready. I mean, at this point, anything they want me to do, I'm willing to do that. So, and I believe their goal is to get me ready to play. To start, I mean, that's not up to me. But as far as getting in the mix, I think they do a great job with that. I spoke with Coach McCarthy briefly about that. Like I said before, they kind of just want to make sure that once I'm thrown in the fire, let's say, that I'm not kind of overwhelmed and that I don't have a major setback because of that. So, like I said, we'll take it day by day. And whatever he feels is best for me, that's what I'm going to do because he's the head coach and I'm the player. Yeah, definitely. To play tomorrow is a little far-fetched. But as far as next preseason game, hopefully I'll be able to play in that game. Get a good number of reps, but I mean, like I said again, it's not up to me. It's up to the coaches, so we'll see about that. Like I said, I talked to Coach McCarthy briefly. I mean, I saw Coach Cables in the hallway coming from lunch. I said, hey, we talked for like 2 minutes. Haven't seen Coach Turgo yet, so I really don't know to that extent.